from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, happy hump day, everybody. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football still with us. He's 2 days away from his debut on KDKA High School Football. They've got that huge event at the Wolverina Friday and Saturday that we've been promoting. Dan Zangrilli screaming into a microphone about it, but he should be excited about the return of high school football, which is a rite of passage here in Western PA. That is Russell Wilson saying he's in the lineup for Saturday. I wouldn't expect anything less, even though Detroit is going to go with Hendon Hooker against the Steelers. They are in a position where they were in the NFC Championship game last year, and they can say the hell with preseason game number 3. There will be no biting of kneecaps.
My, how the tables have turned.
From the
Steelers, the team trying to suss out their top string offense. The Lions, in the relative catbird seat, one of the best rosters, coaching staffs in the NFL.
I went to Kennywood yesterday with Stella, so I come in refreshed and also, I think, beaming with positivity.
Oh, I'm glad. The high beams are on.
I think
positivity.
I suffer from the same thing right now that Russell Wilson has been accused of.
I think I have toxic positivity.
I can't promise that it'll be here by 6 o'clock. I definitely can't promise that it'll be here tomorrow. But at the moment, I have positive thoughts.
Just swimming in a sea.
And I don't know
positivity.
Why I have positive thoughts, because I hear all the time that positivity in this business doesn't sell. You say something nice about somebody, or you say something positive, nobody ever wants to call into a radio show when you say that. You rip someone to shreds and people want to call in and they want their pound of flesh and they want to bitch up a storm.
It is 100, in my opinion, anecdotally, very true. Positivity doesn't sell. People do like to listen when the teams are doing well, but people don't like to call in if that's what you're gunning for. People want to hear piss, vinegar, fire, brimstone, etc.
Because the question I have written down here is, Russell Wilson playing on Saturday, how are we feeling about this experiment? Because it is an experiment. When it's only a one-year deal and it's for the veteran minimum and nothing is promised to Russell Wilson, I mean, we still have talking heads on TV saying he might not even start week one. When you have that kind of situation, I think that's the best way to characterize it. They're going to try it, and if it works, great. If not, see you later, pal. You have had a good feeling about this really since the minute he signed. I have some skepticism, but I was looking up something before the show that made me feel better about it. And you know what it is? These moves usually work. These moves where it's Hall of Fame or borderline Hall of Fame quarterback who late in his career latches on with different team, success rate is actually pretty high. I mean, our fathers will bring up, you know, Sports Illustrated covers of Joe Namath in a Rams uniform or
Bouchette will say, I remember Johnny Unitas played for the San Diego Chargers. You know, like those obvious. Franco Harris put a Seahawks uniform on. Like those things come up a lot. Mm-hmm. But among what I would deem Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks.
Which Wilson is.
Yes, of course.
His resume suggests he will get to the Hall of Fame, which I think would be, would make, like, Mark Schlereth might just, you know, boycott the ceremony.
Kurt Warner's in, and Russell Wilson has over 100 more touchdown passes and over 1,000 more passing yards.
He's had a better career than Kurt Warner.
Right? So the highs were probably better with Warner, but Wilson was way more consistent.
Yep.
But I'm going to bring Warner's name up here because I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys. That's not a bad sample size, is it, Chris?
No, 10 is a... I mean, if you're talking about Hall of Fame Hall caliber of fame guys who went to another...
Or borderline Hall of Fame
yes,
quarterbacks.
It's a good sample size.
Who joined... Who went to new teams late in their career.
Very good sample size.
And I will name... And Donnie, turn on your microphone. I will name the player and where he went. And you guys can tell me, when you hear the name of the team, if that player's stint with that team was a success or a failure. Okay. Matthew Stafford, Rams.
Success.
Failure.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I thought it would be self-evident that if I said failure about a Super Bowl winner, I would be kidding.
One for one. Warren Moon, Vikings.
I don't have like an awesome memory of it, but I feel like he had some numbers there. So I'd probably say closer to success, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. Like, I don't think about Warren Moon in a Vikings
game. I will say failure. He never won a playoff game there. They weren't terrible, but it's not like he went there and rewrote record books and was...
58 touchdowns, 42 picks, and 39 games. So I'll just... He was you know what? For the mid-90s, he was probably playing okay. He had one really good year
there. All right, but I'll still...
No, okay, you can put it in the failure category.
Okay, one for two.
Okay.
Kurt Warner, Giants.
Failure.
One for three.
Kurt Warner, Cardinals. Success.
Two for four.
Kurt Warner contains multitudes.
Phillip Rivers, Colts.
Success. They got to a playoff game.
Don?
He was only there that one year, right?
Yep.
Playoffs.
I mean, they did make the playoffs. I guess I'd go success because we knew that it wasn't like, okay, they're a Super Bowl contender with or without
the guy. He was good,
man.
I know it was a COVID year and like it was probably easier to play offense. He was good. He threw 24 touchdowns, more than twice as many touchdowns as he did interceptions. He was a good player that year. He was... about as fast as a jar of molasses that was frozen.
Three for five.
But he's still a success for our purposes.
Matt Ryan, Colts.
Three for six.
Yes, agreed.
He was bad.
Joe Montana, Chiefs.
Do I have to say it? Four for seven. He beat the Steelers.
Went to an AFC championship game. That's four for seven?
Yes.
Brett Favre, Jets.
Failure.
Four for eight. Brett Favre, Vikings.
Five for nine.
NFC Championship game. Horrible probably, interception against the Saints, but still.
It was a bounty gate game. They found out like afterwards he was playing in a game where the other team's defensive coordinator was literally trying to maim him.
Peyton Manning, Broncos.
Rousing success.
6 for 10. Tom Brady, Buccaneers.
I thought you said you only had 10 of these.
Well,
10 quarterbacks, but multiple stops.
Yeah.
I mean, Brady, the greatest success story of all of these.
Just if you look at these guys, who was successful with a new team? Brady, Manning, Favre, Montana, Warner, Stafford, Rivers. So that's not, Chris, that's seven of the 10 Hall of Fame or close to Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
How many
all
of those
in their,
guys
all in their mid to late 30s.
Who went to like what you would call very good situations around them? The Buccaneers had actually been building something there, and Brady was the last piece.
Bless you, Donnie.
Favre, I would argue... I don't even like have like a great recollection of how stacked that Vikings roster was. I mean, he was very good that
they
year.
They were an okay team with Tarvaris Jackson there before he
right.
showed
he,
up.
He was the difference maker. Warner, I think, made the Cardinals a lot better. They had Fitzgerald. They had some guys, but Warner made that thing work. The reason I'm bringing this up is some of these quarterbacks that went and had good years elsewhere, like is Russell Wilson walking into an infrastructure situation that's similar? Arthur Smith, I would say, is an okay offensive coordinator at best. He's very
I think he's better than that.
Middle of the road. I gave it a C-, I think, when they hired him. I don't think he's a particularly inspired choice. He just looks like an A-plus compared to the last guy. We have a coach here who seemingly actively kneecaps offense, or at least has been since Ben Roethlisberger tore his arm up. He's changed his stripes. refuses to hire really good coaches, see Smith, Arthur, no Ben Johnson or anybody like that here. And do they have the talent necessary? They have one receiver everybody likes, but even he seems like a powder keg. They have a tight end I think people are very on the fence about and should be. They have a two-headed running back that when it's healthy is pretty effective. We're not even positive, though, that they're going to give the right guy the majority of the carries. And then they have an offensive line that, God bless them, I would love to be giving them credit for right now, but it looks like a huge worry and concern because half the guys are beat up, playing poorly, or both. So I don't know if Russell Wilson, like my point here, I guess I didn't make it clear enough, some of these Hall of Fame level quarterbacks went to situations that were pretty good and just needed their skill
sets. I'll give you a situation that I think is very similar to this one, and I don't think it'll end with the same result. How different is it than Peyton Manning in Denver? Defense drove the bus big time. And obviously when Manning first got there, he was putting up big numbers and won another MVP.
You had a weird bit of uncertainty with him, though, that I think made it interesting, like because he comes off the surgery and there was a question as to whether or not he'd be good. And what became the wild card there was he came back and was very much Peyton Manning.
But they won with I'm saying when they won the Super Bowl, they won with defense. They had Ronnie Hillman as their running back. They had
Demaryius Thomas. Would you say that's an outlier Super Bowl winner?
But that's why I said I don't think that it'll have the same end result, but I think the situation is analogous. 35 years old for premier quarterbacks is just, it's not that old. It's just an early age to write off somebody who you just said, this guy is a slam dunk Hall of Famer.
I didn't say slam dunk. I said he should be in the Hall
He'll get in. I mean, look at some of the Jamokes we're putting in the Hall of Fame now. He's definitely going to be a
people,
Hall of Famer.
Okay, I don't know about locally so much because I do think this is one of those cases where locally people have a much better handle on it than nationally. Locally, I think most people are just assuming he's the starter whether they want him to be or not. I go back with Russell Wilson and think that nationally a lot of the people poo-pooing this or saying this is going to be a disaster do not like Russell Wilson personally. We know Schlereth doesn't like him. It bleeds through every time Mark Schlereth talks about him. He talks about how much of a phony he is. Guys don't like inauthenticity. Guys who played the game.
But then they don't like too much. They don't like a lot of authenticity, and that's one of the reasons why Ben was so maligned. Because he didn't filter himself out.
Really think Ben's talking and the way he filtered himself was really the reason a lot of people disliked him, but I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree there. I think these seeds were planted long before that, before he became Mr. Ran too shallow of a route.
Donnie, how are you feeling about this experiment with Russ?
Like, you just want me to think of a word? No, to you describe
just,
how I'm
just
feeling
your feelings
about it.
And just how are you? Think it's going to work?
Well, what would you classify as work?
Get to the playoffs and win a playoff game.
You think this guy can be their quarterback beyond this year based on how he played?
I think it'll be on the doorstep of that, and I think if you say this guy could be the quarterback beyond just this season, I could absolutely see that. Now, do they win a playoff game? I don't know, because that's where you run into how difficult the AFC is. They'd have to get lucky for that to happen. Chris and I had this conversation yesterday. We both think the Steelers could actually, they'll be a better team than what they were in 2023. But will that automatically put them in the playoffs?
I think they
think about how lucky they got with quarterbacks around their own league in their own conference last year. It's hard to say that would happen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happen again.
You know what I think his problem is? He's quirky, you know, toxic positivity. I think he wants to be a hero. I think he wants to be the reason. If he had any sense about him, he'd stand in front of the podium and he would sit there and say, I have to be better. My offensive line was fine. I got to put the football on the targets. I've got to read the defense. The middle of the football field, you don't even have to cover it because he's not going to throw it. And there were ample opportunities to throw a ball to a guy on the inside running an option route that he decided not to throw it and took sacks. Took three sacks.
Yeah, the Denver experience for Russell Wilson was so bad. Anybody associated or affiliated with it thinks the guy blows ass. And that was Mark Schlereth, who won Super Bowls with the Broncos in the 90s, saying that much on his Stinkin' Truth podcast with Odyssey. You can get it on the Odyssey app. He's always going to go and try to find big-time holes in the chinks in the armor of Russell Wilson's game. By the way, breaking news in the last minute, it is official. Week two, Bo Nix, the Broncos starting quarterback. Sean Payton gave him the job. So that means Bo Nix will be facing Russell Wilson, who was, they cackled and booed him Sunday night. Did you know that?
Cackling and booing?
There was cackling and booing going on.
Really?
The game day, the video screen, Jumbotron operator at whatever they call Mile High now there, showing highlights of Russell Wilson getting sacked in the Steelers preseason game on Saturday. And apparently the place just erupted. First, they showed him warming up, and there were boos. They just showed him in a Steelers uniform getting ready to take the field or going through his pregame stuff, and everyone booed. And then when they showed him getting sacked multiple times, it was just 60,000 fans cackling. That's how much he's despised there by Broncos fans.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that guys who played the game think he's inauthentic, think he's bad in the locker room. The notion that he wants to be the hero dates back to 2014, when I think most of that Legion of Boom defense blames Wilson and Pete Carroll for both of those guys wanting Wilson to be the hero, and that's why they called a pass from the 1 yard line. He does not do a good, I think Brady is a pretty weird dude, but Brady was always insane about football, and that's why I think guys gravitated towards him. I think otherwise he was a complete weirdo who wouldn't eat tomatoes and things like that.
Nightshades.
But the guy loved football and authentically seemed to love being in there with the guys in the locker room. I don't think Russ is able to do that. And I think that in a sport that prioritizes leadership that much, that is a big perceived flaw to try to overcome.
Crowley, I heard him this morning drive into my workout, and he...
How'd that go, the workout?
No slowpoke complaints today.
I saw you post a picture of one of those vertical leap calculators.
Yeah.
What was your vert today?
We didn't do it today, but it's just something I'm aspiring to get to the very top of that, which is over 10 feet, so I can dunk a basketball again.
Now, I will defend you. People in the mentions when you posted that picture said you've never dunked a basketball in your life.
That's not true.
I know you've done it. Right. I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
You are. For those out there who think Pony's 5'9", he's 6'3". He actually can. He was able at one time to dunk a basketball.
Anyways.
Yes. Much more important.
Crowley. He came to the same epiphany I had when I heard him this morning. Russell Wilson is going to play I think at least the first two games, barring something catastrophic, because Mike Tomlin is going back to his favorite, his like comfort food, his favorite movie, like the things that make him, that put him at peace and
his
ease
his
mind. Right. His pacifier. He's facing the Falcons with a new offense and a quarterback coming off an Achilles injury in week one. In a rookie green quarterback in week two. You know what he wants in those first two
defense,
games?
Baby, and no
he
turnovers.
Wants defense and don't F it up.
He wants no turnovers.
And that's why, and Crowley didn't take it this far, I don't think we see Justin Fields at all in those two games. I don't even think, I mean, unless it's to a point where they're trailing and he needs a gadget play to just like a quick strike touchdown, as long as the Steelers are within one score in both of those games, I don't think we see Justin Fields for any type of gimmick play.
Because he might put Piggy on the ground.
Yeah, and I just think that, I think right now the strategy is just going to be very risk-averse and very conservative. Honestly, this is it pains me to say this, but I think it's going to look a lot like the Kenny Pickett offense the first two games. Offensive line isn't on the same page. One of your best running backs isn't 100% healthy. You don't have a number two wide receiver. It's like, hey, let's punt the ball and not screw it up. Let's wait for them.
But you're feeling positive about this. You are a bastion of positivity overall.
I'm a bastion of positivity on the idea that history seems to be on the side of Russell Wilson, that he's not going to just, at 35 years old, be a Hall of Fame quarterback who is complete ass, who stinks. There's just, how many guys would you say that Eli Manning maybe, and he's like, his case for the Hall of Fame is way more tenuous and I think way weaker than Russell Wilson's. How many guys on like the last 30 years would you say were just complete garbage by 35? Just awful, like couldn't start in the NFL anymore, but are Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
No, the aging curve has been adjusted for that position. You play better longer into your career because you get protected by
I don't
the
think
rules.
Cam Newton's a Hall of Fame quarterback. I think he had like two or three incredible years, but I don't think he had the career longevity to be there. So
the weird thing is, the thing with Wilson is his last season in Seattle, even though the stats look good, I don't really think was perceived as being very good. The thing that I think is held against him unfairly because people just genuinely do not seem to like him personality-wise for all the reasons I have already said. The first year in Denver, they didn't think they were getting him. They thought they were getting the Aaron Rodgers, Nathaniel Hackett package deal. And when Aaron Rodgers fell through because he actually never wanted to go there, they got screwed. They had a marriage of inconvenience between a coach and a player who did not want to work with each other. And it was ugly. And probably Wilson, the I'm going to do it my way, was allowed to fester. And then Sean Payton took over and hated his guts even more, even though pretty much objectively he was not a bad player for Payton.
All right, let's do a Steelers auction house next. Let's get into it for the first time. I don't know if all our listeners, if you're not sure what the auction house is, we'll give you the rules and how we play it coming up. It is a feature on our show, especially when we're getting closer to the start of football season. Welcome back to the Steelers Auction House. We've missed you. This is our first visit. The way this works, pretty easy to understand. Steelers player props get nominated for bidding. We go back and forth with each other until we determine a final number. Whoever wins the bid has to get the over on that bid to hit. If they do, they get a point. If they don't, they lose a point. This is year two or year three of this, Don? You've been tracking it.
Year two.
Year two. Do we have some of the better results from year one on hand?
Year one was incomplete. I mean, it was just stopped, though.
Yeah,
there was tomfoolery.
Midway between.
Well, there was a formal protest lodged by
Pony
a guy
decided
who,
to close the auction house doors.
That's because you guys made a mockery of
he
it.
He thinks he's Sotheby's over here.
The very first one we did was almost a year ago. It was a year and about a week ago. Anthony McFarland rushing yards for the season, 51 plus.
Did not get there.
Nick Herbig sacks, 3 plus.
Who had that one?
Me. But then I lost on the next one. I had Darnell Washington, 16 plus receptions.
Oof. Modest number and just nope.
Well, you lost on both of those guys.
Herbig pushed, I think.
Herbig only had 3 sacks.
He pushed.
Yeah, so that's not a loss.
Oh, yeah. That's
not, you push.
Okay, you're right.
Also one of the biggest sacks of the regular season, mind you.
Too bad they don't count double. Okay. Washington, 7 catches last year. Minkia.
Tough.
I know one that was really tough for Malzie, the Allen Robinson receiving yards.
Yeah, let's...
Over 412.
He got 280.
That's actually better than I thought he did.
I had Freiermuth 7-plus touchdown receptions.
He had,
he only
I
had one
two.
Good game in 2023.
Cincinnati wasn't bad in the playoff game, but yeah.
Boy, anything that had anything to do with passing numbers was just...
Do we have Pickett ones from me?
Kenny Pickett passing yards over 3,700 from Pony.
Kenny had 20, barely 2,000.
Oh, boy.
Any other Pickett ones that you can see?
Did we have passing touchdowns from him? Did we do that? No? Okay.
Wait. I'm surprised we didn't.
Probably because we figured Pony would go so high it wasn't even fair. He'd go 60.
Well, wait. At the last one we did, it was only November 8th. Pickett total passing touchdowns. Malzy taking 15-plus.
I think I was just trying to get high on copium there.
You might have been high copium on something.
Yeah.
He finished with 6. All right. Let's do this. Number one. This will be electric. TJ Watt sacks in 2024. I'll go over 1.
10.
12.
13. I mean, there's one thing we're bidding against here right now.
14. His name is injury.
Yeah. Yep.
15.
15 to Donnie. sacks, TJ Watt, Donald J. Football. Going once. Going twice. Sold. You bought him.
I don't want to mess with it. I got to just...
But you have a horrible feeling?
I was waiting on one of you two to jump in there.
Come out and say it, Malzie. You got a bad feeling that the guy at 29 years old is going to get hurt this year?
You just never know.
He's led the league in sacks every year he's been healthy.
I know.
The last 3 of 4 seasons.
And he's been reasonably healthy, really, the last 4 seasons. He's only missed a couple of games in most of those years, and then last year he missed 7. I'm leery. There's a leeriness about it.
All right.
You clearly are feeling the same way. You didn't bid it up either.
Well, because I have things I'm more interested in bidding on. I came to the auction with other priorities.
So you just didn't have enough money. It's like going to a church festival and you only have so many games you can play. Interesting.
Apparently the church festival you guys were telling me is...
Well, big time.
Recession
It is.
Proof.
It's recession proof. Yep.
Yeah, I've been banging that drum for years.
Inflation ain't hitting the church festival.
George Pickens catches in 2024. Start the bidding at 20.
I'll take 21.
I'll go 30.
35.
40.
45.
50.
55.
60.
62.
63.
64.
65.
66.
67.
68.
69. You like that?
Nice. Nice bet.
69 catches, George Pickens. To me, going once. 69 catches, George Pickens. To me, going twice.
70.
70 to Donnie, 71 to me. 71 catches, George Pickens in 2024. George Malik Pickens Jr. Going twice.
I'll go 72.
73. 73 George Pickens catches to me going once.
74.
74 to Donnie. George Pickens catches 74 to Donnie going once. Going twice. Sold, you bought him.
He's getting active early in the auction house.
A departure from some of his previous auction house strategies, Malzie. A big difference from this and his Penguins auction house strategy. Usually he'll sit back in the Penguins auction house and
he lets everybody else bid. You'll notice I am employing his Penguins auction house strategy right now. Getting out of my own way here.
Najee Harris rushing yards 2024. We'll start the bidding at 300.
301-500. Okay.
Najee Harris rushing yards 2024, 500 to me going once.
502.
510 to me going once.
511.
540.
541.
550. 550 to me going once.
551.
552. 552 to me going once. 552 to me going twice.
553.
560.
Look at him in there. Look at the
Najee Harris rushing yards to me. 560 going once. 560 going twice.
561.
575. Najee Harris rushing yards 2024. 575 to me going once.
580.
590.
591.
595.
599.
600.
601.
610.
611.
615.
616.
620. 620 to me going once. 620 to me going twice.
621.
622. 622 to me going once. 622 to me going twice. 622. Sold. Najee Harris. Not his biggest fan, but he went for 1,035 last year, guys.
Could get hurt.
What happened?
I think if Warren's healthy, he might end up taking the lion's share. And for once, we aren't going to have workhorse Najee Harris, who... Let me see this.
Man, I feel great about that one.
I know. I didn't really want to bet on him. I had no real desire to do it. Najee, until the end of last year, I felt like the numbers... Yeah, so he goes in and gets 1,035 last year. He was down around 700 near the end of the year. And then he had a big finish to the season. But he did not have like some earth-shattering total. And I think that there's a real chance that he fights to get to where you bet him at.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.